You're listening to another Vantage Point program today with George and Rita Gully.
Are you afraid of the truth? Now, that may seem a strange question to ask, but think of it. You go to the dentist and the last thing you want to hear is the true state of your teeth.
I've had that experience, George. If the dentist says we need to drill or extract a tooth, we brace ourselves for the needles and the pain and discomfort, not to mention the cost.
And then there is the doctor's visit. How many of us have put off a visit to the doctor simply because we fear some terrible outcome, only to find it was a minor problem.
But there are others, George, who have been to a doctor, only to find out that they have a serious medical problem. Then they have to face the truth of their situation. Sometimes this is followed by denial, anger, and other feelings. It's hard sometimes to face up to the true situation.
Don McCullough tells a story about a spy who was captured and then sentenced to death by a general in the Persian army. This general had the strange custom of giving condemned criminals a choice between the firing squad and the big black door. As the moment for the execution drew near, the spy was brought to the Persian general, who asked the question, "What will it be, the firing squad or the big black door?" The spy hesitated for a moment. It was a difficult decision. He chose the firing squad.
Moments later, shots rang out, confirming his execution. The general turned to his aide and said, "They always prefer the known way to the unknown. It's characteristic of people to be afraid of the unknown. Yet we gave him a choice." The aide said, "What lies beyond that big door?" "Freedom," replied the general. "I've known only a few brave enough to take it."
We are often afraid of the unknown, and that's perfectly normal. Think of a little child at night. The room is dark and the wind is blowing outside. The branches brush against the window and they imagine that it's a monster about to devour them. We calm their fears by turning on the light and showing them the trees blowing in the wind.
It's interesting that the fears were calmed as soon as the light went on. That is so true for everyone. Once we see the light, usually there's no more fear. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever continues to follow me need never walk in darkness, but he will enjoy the light that means life."
Robert C. Shannon once said, "Sometimes it is hard to separate fact from fiction. For example, there are many explanations for the necktie. One is that in the Middle Ages, physicians believed illness entered the body through the throat, and so it needed extra protection. Another says that a swatch of heavy cloth provided a shield in battle. Still another says that it was a place for a soldier to carry a roll of bandages. No one knows which explanation is true. When we listen to Jesus, we have no uncertainty. Even his enemies knew he told the truth."
I like these quotes regarding truth, and some of them are quite humorous. Myron Boyd said this, "A half-truth is a dangerous thing, especially if you have the wrong half." And this Jewish proverb, "Better the ugly truth than a beautiful lie." And Joseph Joubert said, "Truth consists of having the same idea about something that God has." And this great quote from Mark Twain, "When in doubt, tell the truth."
Plato, 300 years before Christ, predicted that if ever a truly good man were to appear, the man would tell the truth. He would be tortured and crucified. That risk was once taken in its fullest measure. The man appeared. He told the world the truth about itself and even made the claim, "I am the truth." As Plato foresaw, the man was crucified. The reason mankind crucified Jesus was to try and hide from the truth. But how can you hide from Almighty God?
Dietrich Bonhoeffer said, "The cross is God's truth about us, and therefore it is the only power which can make us truthful. When we know the cross, we are no longer afraid of the truth." No one wants to put up their hand and say, "I'm a sinner," but that is the truth. We all are. But by God's grace, we can all be forgiven.
If you would like to write to us, simply address your letter to George Gully, Box 101, Moorbank, New South Wales, 2170.